Hey, it's almost turkey season, and there's only one sound that fills my heart with hope for bagging a bird. Have you been outside and heard it yet? Check it out in this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill. Well, what an exciting time of the year. One of my favorite times of the year, springtime. And not just because the weather's getting warmer, the birds are singing, the butterflies are showing up. No, not for that, but for what? The turkeys start gobbling. Oh boy, I'm telling you, I get so excited this time of year. I love to chase those turkeys. And you know, it's great to bag a bird. That's my goal, obviously, of course, but it is just a lot of fun to get out there and try to chase one of those rascals down, hear that gobbling, and man, as they get closer and your heart starts beating faster, oh, there is nothing like it, let me tell you. But you know what? This year has been a little dismal, I should say, when it comes to sighting turkey. I can remember here on our farm, it hadn't even been 8 or 10 years ago that starting about 3 or 4 weeks ago, as the weather just kind of started getting warmer occasionally, you know, and it would get back colder, that I could go out there in our front yard or in our backyard and I could just hear turkeys gobble all around me. And for different circumstances, they've kind of just dropped in number. Now, we do a lot of trapping during the winter to kind of help to limit those nest predators, to kind of help the hen turkeys get their nest eggs down there and raise up a good clutch of turkeys. But because of some certain circumstances, all the turkeys that used to roost back here on our back ridge by the river, they don't roost there anymore. And if you know anything about turkey at all, it's kind of like in the winter, they all gang up and, you know, in little groups or big groups, and they kind of hang out together. Well, that's the way it was here on our farm up until about 4 or 5 years ago. We would see them. I mean, February, March, look down the valley, there'd be a group of 40 birds and, you know, three big old toms out there strutting and everything, getting ready for spring season to arrive. And we just don't see that anymore. And to be perfectly honest, in the past, I don't know, month, I have been listening, I have been looking as hard as I can, and there is like no signs of turkey.
Honey, what you doing?
Well, I'm listening for a turkey, but I haven't heard one in the past 5 mornings. It's a beautiful morning, too. I mean, yeah. It's warm. Birds are singing, plenty of deer in the valley. I don't know if you can see them down there. But I have not heard a turkey. Dogs barking, roosters crowing. Key the dog. So I've got dogs, I've got deer, I've got chickens, I've got a buzzard flying around, but no turkey. If I could just hear one gobble, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But beautiful morning. And even when I come out here and the dogs didn't know I was out here, I didn't hear one.
But would a turkey, like, would it gobble at a dog barking?
Oh, yeah. It would shot gobble at a dog barking. You want to really hear them bark?
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Well, I'd really rather hear a turkey.
Well, I had two, but I haven't heard one.
Okay.
We'll see. Cue the dogs. So plenty of dogs. No turkey. Where's the gobble? Oh, well. Hey, I guess we'll just keep on trying.
And let me tell you, that is pretty disappointing to a turkey hunter. Now, I've got some other property I can hunt on around here, and there has been times in the past few years that I thought, I'm not even going to see a bird. And then I would go over there on another piece of property or even on our property, and then I would locate a bird. But normally in years past, I have seen a lot of birds prior to that. And so for a turkey hunter who likes to hunt their own property, because there's just a satisfaction to being able to get out there and hunt your own property. We deer hunt on this property, we squirrel hunt on this property, we fish on this property, and I want a turkey hunt on this property. But like I said, you know, circumstances have kind of changed a lot of that. Now the good thing about it is, as the breeding season gets closer, the weather gets warmer, and kind of about this time of year, the turkeys kind of start busting up a little bit. And so you'll see maybe one hen or maybe a group of two or three hens by themselves, and you might see a tom or something by themselves, and then a group of gobblers might show up, you know, occasionally. So they're kind of split up, and so that kind of helps my situation out, because as they travel around and the hens are looking for nesting places and all, and the gobblers are trying to follow them and kind of do their thing, then I've got a little bit of hope, you know, that something might show up, right? But again, I have listened in the backyard. I have went down the hill and I have listened, and I heard one gobbler just way off in the distance. He's never going to make it over here. So, you know, I have had my hope dashed these past few weeks. But then I got a call from my neighbor down the road, and he said, "Hey, Sean," and I wasn't home at the time, but he said, "Hey, Sean, there's about four big gobblers right beside your chicken barn." And I'm like, "What? There's four?" He goes, "Yes, they're in the road right now, crossing the road." And so I was like, "Oh my goodness." And then 2 days later, Hunter went right down the road and he saw two gobblers cross the road. And then Yolanda was on her way to town just two or three days ago, and she saw about 20 hens and a big gobbler with them. So guess what? Hope is alive. That's right. I have hope, right? Hey, let me tell you something. Are the circumstances and situations in your life causing you to feel hopeless at times? Does it feel like the darkness might overwhelm you? Are you desperate to hear the sound of hope? Listen to this. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." That's from 1 Peter 1:3-5. Did you catch that? Peter was praising God for the hope that we have in Christ. What is that hope? It's the assurance of our salvation, knowing that the same power which raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. We too will live in heaven with the Father because we have put our faith and trust in Jesus. That is the true sound of hope. And He has a name. His name is Jesus. We hear the truth of the gospel in John 3:16, and we also see the evidence of that truth. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." We hear that heaven is available for those that are saved, and Jesus Himself is the evidence or demonstration that makes that salvation possible. He is our hope, but it's hard to celebrate unless you know Him personally. Let me invite you to follow. This is a great way to learn more about the Savior and the hope He offers you today. Go to follow.lifeword.org to learn more. Hey, turkey season opens next week, and you better believe I am pumped. I have hope. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.